You are listening to A Second Opinion, the voice of your future doctors.
A Second Opinion podcast is a podcast that encourages underrepresented medical students to share their stories and experiences in order to add our voice to important health and societal issues. We have something to say about who your future physicians will be, how we got to where we are, the journeys we've taken to get there, and we have something to say about the future of our society and our health system, where we want to see it go, and the steps we plan on taking to get it there. And since no one's giving us a platform to do this, we decided to create one for ourselves. Welcome to A2O. Hello, hello, what's up? Hola, bonjour, bauni, shalom, salam, what is good, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of A Second Opinion, the voice of your future doctors, with your host, Habib Suwara. You know, I hope you all are staying safe, are finding ways to cope, to aid, to comfort loved ones at this very crazy time. I know it has been some time, one, since we've all been outside, but other than that, you know, since, you know, we've been able to give you guys an episode on this podcast, it really has been a busy time. It's a busy life. I definitely found myself getting swamped and without much time, unfortunately, to jump back into this passion project of mine. But with everything going on right now across the globe, in this strange and unexpected time of social isolation, you know, I've been asking myself, what is the best use of my time? You know, as, you know, clinical rotations are suspended and currently home at school, you know, what should I be doing? You know, at first, I tried to use this time just to rest, to come home, to escape the grind of medical school, but of course, study every now and then. But what COVID-19 and all of its effects across the globe has done for me is that it's given me a lot of time to reflect. And I realized, you know, right now, you know, what better time is there to share the voice? Voices like mine, voices like people that I know, of our society's future doctors, future physician and workforce, the same workforce that is, you know, on its heels right now, and that is that we are relying upon heavily to ensure the health of our country's citizens. You know, with especially with rotations being suspended nationally, but there are plenty of students eager to help out. You know, questions on whether it's ethical to include, you know, people like recently graduated medical students who unfortunately didn't get a match, and a lot won't be getting graduation ceremonies, but encouraging them regardless to enter the workforce, especially with PPE being still a current concern in a lot of hospitals around the country. You know, what are the implications for other medical students, such as third years for a match, second years for a step? You know, what do those things mean during this time? But even more than that, you know, what does this say about our health system, our public health infrastructure, you know, and leadership in our world in general? And so with that, all of those questions, you know, I've been pondering over this period of time has made me, you know, want to hop back in the studio with some new equipment and software. Special shout out to Dr. Chris Chu for his support and advice with all of those things and more. And with that, you know, decided I wanted to finish out this first season of A Second Opinion. So yeah, so what you guys can expect is that the release of some previous episodes, most of them were actually recorded last fall. So they'll be have a little bit of past information in them, but I just decided I did want to finally share them. The first being an episode where I had a friend of mine, Phil Anjum, interview me with a couple of questions, kind of had the tables turned on me a little bit. So that was a really fun episode to do. Also, two other medical students, Amara Ndumale, who is a first-year medical student and an absolute inspiration to anyone who she gets to interact with. She's basically a future Oprah, so definitely check that one out. And then a fourth-year and future dermatologist, Starling Tolliver, who is definitely the real deal. And I respect her so, so much. And I loved filming that episode as well. So, you know, you have those few episodes coming up on the queue as well. But there'll also be new content, especially around the effects of COVID-19 on our society and our medical institutions overall. You know, I'll be sharing some of my thoughts, as well as get some old friends and former guests to stop by the show to give theirs, as well as for you all to meet and be introduced to some new people that I'm sure you'll be inspired by as well. You know, those are the big things. I'm really, really excited to be back in the host chair and share more content with you all. And I really, trust me when I say this, I can't wait for you all to listen and check it out. So as always, you know, you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at A2O Pod. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at A2O_podcast. You can follow or subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. You know, please, please, please try to leave us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You know, it really helps us to be able to share our message with more people. The more people that comment and interact with the podcast, especially on their mobile devices. And definitely, you know, feel free to hit us up if you'd like to be a guest on the show. You have an input that you want to share, you know, message us, add us. We would love to hear from you. So to everyone listening and all the people that you know, stay safe, stay home, and let's look out for one another by doing what we can to limit the effects of this epidemic, both in terms of health for our society and our own well-beings as people in this country. So can't wait to talk to you all for the next time, and I'll see you guys later. Peace.